This song says it will be worth it after all. It will be worth it all. It says sometimes the load we have to carry gets heavy. On this old road, sometimes our feet wants to stray. Then we'll hear the Savior say, I'll never leave you. But I'll go with you every step of the way.
Sometimes the load we have to carry gets heavy. On this old road, sometimes our feet want to stray. Then we hear the Savior say, I'll never leave you, but I'll go with you.
There's times, if we're any age at all, there's been times in our lives where we couldn't shout and we couldn't cry. There's just been a time in between where maybe something happened unexpectedly, and the most we could do is just sort of whisper Jesus. And that's such a sweet time to whisper His name.
Tongue can tell, no pen can write. guide your soul. And if we then would please our Master,
I see them as trees walking. So Jesus touched him once again, and his blinded eyes received their sight when Jesus passes by. It always
makes a difference when Jesus passes by. The devil trembles, the enemy flees when Jesus comes on the scene. He always shines a ray of light, the darkening clouds must fly. It always makes a difference when Jesus passes by.
For death had crept into their lives with pain. Oh, but someone sent a message, and Jesus did reply. And even death could have no power when Jesus passes by. Oh, it always
makes a difference when Jesus passes by. The devil trembles, the enemy flees when Jesus comes on the scene. He always shines a ray of light, the darkening clouds must fly. It always makes a difference when Jesus passes.
I love the Lord tonight. I thank God for saving me. I want to thank all of you for your prayers when I was in the hospital. Doctor said that if I'd have been taking my aspirin, this probably wouldn't have happened. I quit taking it a couple of years ago. But they said it was I would take it now if I wanted to live. So I appreciate your prayers. And as this song says, I'm so glad that one day Jesus reached down for me, saved my soul. So if this old body passes away, I know where I'm going. And there ain't a thing that the doctors could do anyway. When the Lord gets ready for me, I'm going home. And one thing about it, I'm ready. I'm saved by the grace of God, not by anything that I've done, not by any works, not by any money that I could buy anything, but because God loved me. An unmerited favor of grace. Oh, praise his wonderful name.
Amen, Jimmy.
Talk to Jimmy today. He's doing fine. He's doing great. Got a letter from one of his members the other day, an older couple. And they just said, we want you to really know how Pastor James is doing. They call him Pastor James. They said, I'm sure that he's not telling you the truth. But said, Pastor James is great. He said, he hadn't missed a meal. Said, we have fed him to death. I think the whole church is feeding him. Said, he's gained some weight. And Jimmy said he had to jog to take off the weight. She said, of course, he still looks slim to me. But she said he was doing fine.
Amen.
And then what really blessed me is she said that they were so thankful that we were willing for him to come over there. Of course, they know that it was God's plan. And they didn't know what they was going to do when Pastor Rex left. That's their pastor and comes over here for 6 months. But they said that God just made it the right way.
Amen.
And he's having a blessing. They're having good crowds, people getting saved. And that's what he's over there for. That's what he's over there for. So you continue to pray for that boy. Me and him almost shouted today. Me and him usually starts talking, and first thing you know, we're talking on the Bible. And he and I were sort of preaching to one another today. And he's preaching the 14 different things that the Jews were opposite of Christ. Preaching in John all through, several times it's mentioned in the book of John. And he just blessed me today preaching to me. You know, he said, well, I'm sort of homesick. And I said, yeah. Realized the other day what I was born for, what your mother was born for, and what you was born for. And you to go to Wales. And God's using him. And I thank God for it. You pray for us as we sing, when he reached down his hand for me.
Was astray from the heavenly way. I was wretched, I was vile as could be. Oh, but the Savior in love gave me peace from above.
while they get ready to sing another song, we're going to have prayer. Father, I pray that you'd bless this precious young lady. Lord, you know her needs tonight. And I'm glad that you're greater than all of her needs. I'm glad that you're greater than all of her problems. I pray that you'd bless this one, Lord. If there's others that need to come, I pray, oh God, that you'd speak to them and help them to come tonight. Lord, we could have a revival meeting here tonight in this place that you've given us to worship you in. And I pray that those who need to come forward will come tonight. Maybe some mother, some daddy that's troubled about family, some teenage boy or girl that's troubled about problems at school, somebody troubled about trouble on their jobs, God, whatever it is, speak to them and have them to come and get help. Not to try to bear this burden all alone, but to come and get help. Have them to come to this altar tonight. For Christ's sake, I pray. Amen, amen. God bless you, Rochelle. Amen. Y'all sing again.
There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, no, not one. Son has spent all our soul's disease.
Come pray with
God, if you want these folks here to have victory, would you come and pray for them? If you don't need to pray, come and pray for them. And I'm not saying that to be smart. I know it. I want you more just to keep singing. Amen. Amen. We believe God's bigger than all of our problems. He knows all about us. He says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Thank God for these that come to me tonight. Yes, yes, yes. Brother Blevins, you lead the prayer over on that side of the house while we all pray.
Every time. Sweet Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. I hadn't asked him to sing this in a long time. We've had a sweet spirit, but we needed this tonight. I needed it. Amen. I needed it. And I praise God for this, for these that come tonight, these precious people that come tonight to pray, burdened hearts. I'm glad that burdens are lifted at Calvary, aren't you? Amen. I'm glad that burdens are lifted at Calvary. And I praise God for that. Praise God for some people. See, I'm down here praying tonight. I hadn't seen the altar in a long time. But I'm glad you were here tonight, praying for victory and for yourself, for others. And I'm glad there is a sweet, sweet spirit in this place tonight. Do you feel that? Amen. You know, I can feel that and nobody else, and I feel it because we're individuals. But I want you to feel that. Amen. I want you to feel that. There's a sweet, sweet spirit. Amen. Is there a sweet spirit in this place to you? Amen. You pray for the singers then as they sing this song. If you know a word or two of it, just join right in and help them when we get to those words that you know. All right, Gene.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it's the Spirit.
Come at them with cornbread and beans without any seasoning, so sometime without even any seasoning. And I don't know if Max noticed me over there or not, but I had a message. In fact, I even announced this morning what I thought I was going to preach on, and boy, that thing left me. And as I was looking through my Bible, I said, I know that it's got to be something in there. Something happened, but God knows what He's doing. I'm glad of that. I'm just going to read a verse of a scripture. I know it's not late or anything like that, but I feel like we've had meeting. I have. Amen. I feel like we've had meeting. I have. But I do want to read a verse of scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17. Now, I guess you've heard me quote this more than any other verse. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Now that's altogether different from anything that I was thinking about talking about tonight. But sometimes we all have our problems. We have our difficult days, sometimes weeks, sometimes months. Sometimes heartaches come to us and we don't know which way to turn. But I'm glad there's a balm in Gilead. Amen. I'm glad there's a doctor there. Jeremiah said questions that, is there not a doctor in Gilead? Is there not a physician there? Is there not? He said, if there is, then why is my people not healed? Amen. God knows all about our afflictions. God knows what you're going through tonight. God knows why these folks came down here to pray tonight. Amen. God knows why some of these mothers and dads were down here praying. Amen. God knows why some of these young people are down here praying tonight. Amen. I'm glad of that. And God knows that. God knows about our afflictions. Amen. Amen. Will be when affliction means anything causing pain or distress or calamity. And today, God's people are in much affliction over the trend of modernism. They say not, but I know better. I know some of them that says, oh, we haven't turned the modern ways. We haven't turned to those modern ways. I know better. I know the difference between modern and old fashioned. Amen. And some of these folks talk about that, and they're just not old fashioned. That's all. It's all right with me, but they're not. But we're in much affliction over the trend of modernism. And not only that, but a social gospel. Amen. Wars and low morals and some things Christians are not to have. Some think that Christians are not to have any kind of trouble, any kind of affliction. But brother, I want to tell you, you've never had any problems till you get right with God. And I don't mean just get saved and sit down and never do nothing for God. I'm talking about get busy for God. The devil's going to be after you. Amen. The devil's not going to bother you as long as he's got you. It rains on the just and the unjust. Job said, man that's born of a woman is few days and full of trouble. God knows our affliction. The writer said, Lamentation 1 and 9, Lord, behold my affliction. Exodus 1 and 12, I like this. Said the more they afflicted them, the more pain they caused them, the more heartaches. The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied. Amen. Boy, that's what I want our church to do. The more they afflicted them, the more, thank God, they grew. God said, Moses, I've seen the tears of my people, and I've heard their cry, and I want you to go down and get them. Amen. Moses said, I can't even talk. He said, I send somebody where you can talk. Amen. Just want you to go. Praise God. Exodus 3 and 7 said, I've seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. I've heard their cry, for I know their sorrow. Jonah 2:2 said, I cried to the Lord by reason of my affliction. That's why I cried, by the reason of my affliction. God wants us to handle our afflictions like men and not like babes. Amen. You know what the first thing some folks do when a little trouble comes? They want to quit. They want to quit God. They want to quit the church. Yeah. Folks, that's when the church needs you. And that, not only that, that's when you need the church. Yeah. Amen. That's when you need the church. And you need to realize that. God wants us to handle them. God wants us to know that he's about ready to divide the boys from the men. Amen. Amen. Moses said, I'd rather suffer. Praise God. He said, I know that affliction, maybe it means calamity. It means something causing pain. It means distress. And he said, I want you to know that I'd rather suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Hallelujah. I'll tell you tonight, folks, I'm glad to tell you tonight that I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I started in Jesus and I'm going through. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 4 and 5 said, endure afflictions as a good soldier. The Bible said in Daniel, talks about the Hebrew children I mentioned today. And it said that their afflictions just made them free. Praise God. God wants us to let our affliction draw us closer. I like this, and then I close. Psalms 119:67. David said, before I was afflicted, listen. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I'm returned to the Lord. Sometime we have to get on our back before God can get our attention. Amen. Sometime we have to go through some heartache and some trial before God can get our attention. But troubles and trials, they're not sent by God to drive us away. They're sent to draw us closer, and our afflictions and our troubles and our heartaches are to draw us closer to God, not push us further away from him. Amen. For our light afflictions. Boy, don't you like that? He even told us how they weighed up.
Have you ever heard anybody say, I don't know if I can make it? Well, go to that mercy and find that you can. You ever heard anybody say, preacher, you don't know, or anybody ever say, you just don't know what I'm going through? No. But the afflictions we're having are light. He said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us. They're working for us. The troubles you're having tonight, the heartaches you're having tonight, the disappointments you're having tonight, if you really belong to God, they're working for you. Amen. They're working for you. And I praise God for that, don't you? I praise God that they're working for us. If you're here tonight and you felt like you ought to come to the altar a while ago and you didn't come when all these were coming, but you still feel that nagging and that tugging, that pulling in your heart, why don't you come? It's just 8:05, early. Why don't you come tonight and surrender everything to Jesus? Would you do it while we stand together and while we sing? Just a verse of an invitation hymn. Just a verse. Would you come right now while they sing this song for us? And if you've not been saved, you need to be saved. If you've been saved but you've drifted away from the Lord, you need to come back to Him right now while we sing. All right, Max. Just as I am.